Which of these stories will you be whacking it to tonight? The Bewitcher, an XXX parody from a game that already had a lot of XXX on it. So how many more X's can we add? There's a game called Hurt Me Plenty. I'm just going to leave that there until later. Hey,
Internet Kitties popped up finally. All right.
Oh, Internet Kitties.
One of my cat finally popped up here in the background.
There's a game called Cockin'. Yes, it was a real game from back in the day. How about that? And finally, for all you people out there that are forever alone and don't have anybody, we have an authentic girlfriend simulator. I ain't kidding. This is real. And this is Clickbait Countdown.
Clickbait.
All right, guys, welcome to Clickbait Countdown, where we scour the internet for sexy, funny, cool, mostly just sexy stuff that's going to make you go click, 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 click. It's really easy, man. I'm Jay A. LaRock. I'm here with Randy. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Man, I love Clickbait Countdown. I really do, because it doesn't matter. We can put just clearly right there, this is going to be a clickbait kind of thing where we're going to show you this and then discuss things. But as long as the picture is showing some boobies or something, you got to click. So that means you love it, so we're going to give you more. I mean, that's what we got to do here, right?
Yep.
All right, so in our number four story, we have XXX parody, because there's just tons of them, and gaming seems to be the number one source for XXX parodies nowadays. And it's based on The Witcher called The Bewitcher. And it's funny, because when they were talking to like the creators of this, they were saying, they clearly said that Witcher already has sex in it. I mean, you started with the first one where you basically collected like sex playing cards. And then from there, it got on where you're like showing full everything on these things. So it's not really far a leap. But it's interesting that the story basically is Geralt is on a quest hunting for his three favorite things: money, combat, and most important of all, the loving arms of every woman he meets. When Geralt stumbles into a seemingly abandoned village, he begins a quest that brings him more than he bargained for. Luckily for Geralt, he can work his way out of or into any tight spot. Ooh, see what they did there? So, I mean, that kind of sounds like almost any kind of porn comedy. It's like, yeah. Hey, I show up at this place with all these horny women. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
I just want to ask for you, does a porn parody do anything for you? Like, is it like better because it's characters that you've always like wondered about? Like, it's kind of like the, was it Rule 72?
34. Rule 34.
There you go. Where it's like, some people like, yeah, you have all this porn you can look at, but they like the idea of seeing porn based on a character that has nothing to do with porn.
It's funny as hell, because a lot of the times it's hilarious to watch these movies just to see like how in the hell are they utilizing these characters, which is funny as shit. But I think like one of the things that I always cracked up at was the guys at the YouTube channel Funhouse. They used to do this like show called Demo Disc, where they would get like old demo discs, like PC demo discs or Xbox demo discs, and play it. And then they'd like play through the game and realize like, man, these games were like really crappy back in the daytime and thing. But then always at the end of the episode, they would like Rule 34, one of the things of the games that they would play. It was hilarious. Just their reactions of like, oh, we can't show this. Like, they'd show most of the picture, the part of it blurred out and shit. It was the funniest thing. And it's like sad that they don't do it anymore, because they probably ran out of demo discs. So like, that was a big thing. I think one of the things that was hilarious, like towards the end, they got creative ways of how they would break the discs. Oh my God. It is so hilarious. Anyways, but it's always like funny to see, like, cause you know, if you've played through the game, you know, the story and everything like that. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, they did pull some of the things for it. I think one of the funniest things is like, I have to play through Witcher 3, but I heard one of the funny things is I've seen like one of the scenes like early on in the game where he like starts talking and all that, and he talks about like a unicorn with one of the girl that you're like looking after. And I know, and I've seen the thing, like apparently there is a sex scene where you have sex with her, you talk her into having sex, and like she busts out the unicorn, and it's like, oh, that's what he meant.
You gotta love that fan service.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
I mean, look, I always was amazed by back in the day, like old classic porn, where they would actually put together all this elaborate sets, costumes, and things like that. And there'd be a story. I mean, I remember seeing some videos where there'd be 15 minutes of story before even a piece of clothing comes off. And I'm just like, man, these seems like people that really tried to get like a movie made and they couldn't. And they're like, all right, I'm going to do porn, but I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to go for the Academy Award of porn. So for me, porn parodies are kind of interesting because you kind of get that. Nowadays, where you could just go on any tube site and just see whatever you want, and it's usually just some really bad iPhone camera and smacking, these people actually put together a story and costumes and sets and designs. So, you know,
and let me give you a a bad flashback. Stroke them on.
Oh.
Oh. No. It cannot be unseen.
No, I cannot.
Oh my god, dude. That, when I first saw that, holy Christ.
And I guess that if they get people that actually look similar to the characters, you know, that's fap worthy. There's people that love that. You know, it's like there's this one where it's like Overwatch and they get someone that kind of looks like Mei. And it's like, you know, people are going crazy.
Well, that's what's funny is like looking at on the page, the freaking, whatchamacallit, the kind of like trailer for it, the dude that they got to play Geralt actually kind of sounds like he does in the actual game.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. I was like, damn.
I like how they change it just a little bit enough. You know, it's like his name is Geralt in here. It's Bewitcher. They know what they're doing. All right. So our number three story, this one was just accident. I was just like messing around on the internet, looking at stuff. And then I just saw this game where you can download it. And the funniest thing is it says download now, name your own price. It's like the guy knew. He's like, hey, I'm making this crazy ass game. And if you want to give me a couple of pennies, a couple of shekels, that's cool. It's called Hurt Me Plenty. And it's a downloadable spanking simulator for Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. Look, Linux guys, you got something to play. Basically, the description says this is a short game where you spank the heck out of a dude and learn about how BDSM communities attempt to formalize consent caring. I was really interested in how we can make games about intimacy without a kindness coins equals sex cutscene. For what that means is like some of those, they do have games where it's kind of like almost like a play unfolding or something, or like choose your own adventure, where you'll go on a date or something and they'll say, oh, what do I want to wear? And there'll be like three choices. It'll be like conservative dress, right? And that's the one that's free. Then it's like party girl. And that one's like maybe a little black dress. And then it'll be like, you know, hot and sexy. The funny thing is the hot and sexy one, you would have to pay a coin. And maybe the game, these would be like anywhere from iPhone games all the way up to computer games. And they might give you one or two coins to start, but then you'll have to pay like real money to buy these coins to get those choices. So as the game progresses, it's like, oh, do you want to make out? And it's like, oh, you know, gentle hug, pet kiss, heavy petting. But heavy petting is a coin. So that's what they mean by some of these kindness coins. And it's kind of funny because it's like, man, it's kind of like real life. It's like you might get a hug or a kiss, but if you want some heavy petting, you better drop some coin. When you first load the page and all you see is a guy bent over and just
beating the shit out of him.
I don't know. I haven't downloaded yet. But I probably should, just to see. Maybe I'll put up some gameplay footage, but
oh my god, that's hilarious.
I don't know, man. What do you think of this?
That is freaking hilarious, dude.
I like system requirements just says a DX9 compatible computer manufactured within last few years.
Yeah, last few years. That's hilarious. Oh dear god. That'd be hilarious to like get this running on a damn Raspberry Pi. It would probably work.
Apparently there's an updated version to it where
Radiator 2.
Yeah. where they actually put like it looks a lot cleaner. There's like background graphics and stuff like this. I just have to say it's really interesting just to see that there's a niche for everyone. I mean, we've seen with Steam and stuff how they're kind of trying to bridge that gap between having games that are a little more adult oriented without going overboard. So maybe they'll like edit it or something so it won't be that graphic, but it's man. Now, it's funny because in Radiator 2, I like to frequently ask questions. And one of them says, how much nudity in this game? It says, it's possible to witness some bare butts, and sometimes the characters are in underwear, but no full frontal or genitalia. If there was a movie, it would be rated PG. The best question is the one right underneath that.
Well, playing this game made me gay.
And the answer is yes.
Oh, God.
Perhaps that's why you can also, get it for zero.
It's also available free on Steam.
Oh my God. I just saw that. I got to see the ratings for it.
Oh my.
Mostly positive. Very positive. Oh my God. All right. Okay, guys. So by the time you actually see this, I'm going to have some gameplay footage of this. Now we're all in.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Oh my God. That's great. This guy needs support.
The freaking most recently post at top one. If you're a guy and play this, you're either gay or curious. If you're a girl and play this, you're either a blank hag or curious.
Wow.
Wow, dude. That is freaking hilarious, dude.
From Clickbait Countdown, thank you.
And you're welcome. Oh, my God.
All at the same time.
That is the fucking most hilarious thing.
I like how they actually have quotes from Wire. It's like stark. Butt Magazine. Wow.
Butt Magazine. That's funny.
That's just awesome. All right. So in our number two story, there was a game for the Commodore 64 called Cockin. And it sounds like it's bad. It's really weird because when you look at the picture itself, that's like the box art is really weird. Like it almost reminds me of like something you'd see like on a French art movie. Like, you know, like it's called Cockin, and then you just see like two people that look weird. It looks like they're wearing like, you know, chicken heads or something. There's a fish there. Like, I don't understand this cover. Like, if you saw this cover, what would you think the game was about?
I like literally the first two lines is Cockin for the Commodore 64 and Spectrum. You take the eggs and then the fish bites you on the elbow and then you wear chicken hats and what?
Exactly. I remember going, like, one of my first semesters in film school, we were doing, like, international film was one of the classes. And they were, like, showing this, like, French film. And it was, like, just a bunch of just crazy, like, different things going on. Like, someone smoking a cigar and then their eye explodes. And then, you know, they're jumping out of a window into a garbage can, which they set on fire. And it's, like, and the worst part is the movie was, like, an hour and a half of this shit. And it's, like, just music and weird sound effects. There was not one word of dialogue. And when I see this, this is what I think of, is that.
Yeah.
Says the actual game has you playing as a cock, a chicken, protecting your brood of eggs from things like rats and foxes. And when you find the moment, you can wander off screen and have sex with chickens. Oh, wow. I didn't know you could actually have sex with chickens. That's cool.
So that's the thing that's funny about that game is this was proof pure that back in the days of the Atari and the Commodore 64, box art was just weird as shit. Like, it had nothing to do with the game.
They didn't know what to do. I mean, it's interesting because they say that the alternate title was Chicken Chase, which, I mean, that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't help the cover art because you'd still be like, wait, what? But yeah. And as far as what you were saying, I remember some of the first adult games. I mean, everyone knows Custard Revenge, but
yeah,
they had games like on the Amiga and the Atari computer and things like that, where they had sex games going all the way back into like the 80s. So, I mean, this is nothing new, even though this one isn't technically a sex game. But it, you know, there was that hidden underground world of those games back and those game consoles back then, where I mean, it's like I remember for the Texas Instruments computer, TI-99-4A, really old computer. It was one of the first computers that I ever learned on. My uncle owned it, and he got that for me to really learn about computers and learn about like school and stuff. They had like math munchers and things that you would find like on the Apple IIe back in the day, all these educational software. And I remember we went to like a convention. I mean, this was like tiny convention. This is like the smallest convention room in a hotel that was next to the airport kind of convention. But it was really the only way that you could find like used and old games for the Texas Instruments. And it's funny because in the back corner was like almost like a curtain. And it reminded me of those curtains that you would see at a video store back in the day where they hide the adult section. Yeah. And you'd go back there and there'd be like this guy. And it's just, these are all older people. There's like, I think I was the youngest person there. And the next youngest person was probably like late 30s, early 40s. And the guy in the back's like this old guy and he has a box and he's like, oh, you want to see this? And when I came back, he's like, oh, son, you can't come back here and see this stuff. You're too little. And it's like, it was all these like adult games that they actually had for stuff back then. So I was just thinking that back then it must have been so hard to do stuff like that. Because it's like you didn't have the internet to find all this stuff. You were still going to those sleazy adult video places. It's like you go in there with sunglasses and you pull your head down.
That's like, funny.
But now we don't have to do that. We can be sleazy and from the comfort of our home.
Yep.
And speaking of which, we come to our number one story. It's a video game where you're actually able to have a simulated girlfriend. And it's on Steam too, so it's great. And I was looking over this game. I haven't got to play it yet. But what's really interesting is there. It's kind of like, no, let me take that back. It's not like the Seduction Simulator at all. But because this one actually has like high-end graphics. For VR, high-end graphics. But the idea is you have this girlfriend and she'll do things and you have to interact with her. And most of it's PG. They actually have an area where you can like kind of unlock a little bit more where you can like take off clothes and stuff. But a lot of it is like interacting with her like you would a real girlfriend. So like you'd go over to her house and you talk with her and she'd bring you food and you have to like buy her things and please her and think. So, I mean, it's really is kind of like having a girlfriend. And I don't know how much fun you get out of this. I'd actually have to see more of the gameplay. But man, it's getting to this point where if you're lonely and you need somebody, there you go. I mean, right now it's $34.99 on Steam if people are interested in it.
I crack up that it's like, oh, you can sit there and do it and then you can download the free plus 18 patch.
Yeah.
The Steam one won't let you do that. So
yeah, there's things in there. You can like take photos of your girlfriend, so you'll have like your own little phone in there.
That is hilarious.
I like how later on in the article it says, you guessed it, you can actually touch and feel the ladies of VR Kanojo as well. However, you need Knuckles, Vive, Oculus, or WinMR controllers in order to do
so. The motion controllers.
And it says, yep, there's like you said, an 18 plus. Lewd content to be found on VR. Just for the record, all the characters in this game is 18. So I just gotta make sure. And it's kind of weird because it looks like there's toys and stuff that you can get. The images shows her like in bra and panties and things like that. So I guess you have to work your way up to that.
That's funny.
I don't know, man. Do you think if you were like a teenage Randy or preteen Randy, you'd be interested in a VR girlfriend?
I don't know, man. This shit's weird as hell. What's hilarious is like this reminds me of this, like weird ass videos where they show those like Japanese or Chinese convention shows, and they show all those like weird ass contraptions that they could use to like do the virtual sex.
Yeah,
and, like the famous one is the one of the dude laid down with the VR goggles, and then basically it's like a upper torso. of the thing and it sits on you, and it's like you see him like grabbing her boobs, and it's like he's having sex with her. You can tell the robot is like stroking it, and I was like, Jesus, bro. I was like, is this what we're gonna become?
I'll tell you, it's bad enough that when you're online trying to find a date, or you're on your phone app and Tinder or whatever, you're competing against like all these other people, including fake profiles. Now you're going to be competing against VR and like automated toys and things like that. So it's going to be like, is he better than my virtual reality boyfriend and vibrator? Yeah. No, he's not. Deny. it's going to get worse before it gets better.
That's true.
I'm waiting for the holodeck, man. They need to hurry up with the freaking holodeck. Because as soon as we get the holodeck, that's it. Society is over. It's over.
That's true.
You'll just live in your holodeck because you connect your replicator to the holodeck. Because if you have holodeck technology, you're going to have replicator technology. So you connect the two, and then you have all the food and things you need. You're already in the holodeck, so you have shelter. And then there, you got friends, girlfriends, family, situations, whatever you want. They just have to give each person one holodeck and one of the replicator. And you can live in a tiny room. Like, it'd be like those Japanese hotels where it's just a pod. Well, that would be the closest humanity will get to the Matrix.
True.
Because we'll just live there all the time.
True. That is true.
All right, guys. So that is our countdown, our clickbait countdown for this week. Thanks again, and always, if you guys find interesting things that you want us to cover, talk about, look at, please send it to us. Comment on this, subscribe, you know the deal. We appreciate your help. And to the people that listen to the podcast, you gotta check out the video version, because there's a lot of things you need to see and not just hear. It really helps with it. I can do decent with the explaining things, but some of the things you have to see. But until next time, we'll be back very soon. Hey guys, listen. You like the games? You like the interviews? You like the shows? How about you click on that subscribe button and also give us a like? We really need your help here, huh?